Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story, Mayor Lightfoot's pick to head the Chicago Public Schools is a native of Chicago, a graduate of U of I, who's led San Antonio's public schools for the last 6 years. Pedro Martinez accepted the nomination to be school CEO this morning at his alma mater, Juarez High School, where he laid out his plan for the position.
I'll be making sure that I listen to my teachers, that we listen to our parents. We know that right now, as we're fighting this pandemic, we got to give ourselves some grace. This last year, for the entire nation, for the entire world, it was difficult for our families, it was difficult for our staff, it was difficult for our children.
The Board of Education must ratify Martinez's nomination.
And leaders of the Chicago Teachers Union say Martinez has a big challenge ahead to exceed expectations in what the union calls a struggling school district.
In a written statement, Chicago Teachers Union officials say despite his lack of classroom experience, San Antonio School's chief Pedro Martinez will have to be an independent thinker and a far better partner and collaborator than Mayor Lightfoot has been. And the CTU says he must work with stakeholders to keep them safe, earn their trust, and meet high expectations. The CTU officials say the public schools are in turmoil right now, something that Mayor Lightfoot vigorously denies. Still, the union says Martinez has a tall task ahead of him. The statement goes on to say the union's goal remains to collaborate in legitimate good faith in reaching a safety agreement with the district that respects the humanity of each and every person in the school buildings. The incoming CEO's words suggest he shares that goal. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
WBBM's Mike Krause reporting a Buffalo Grove man is thanking his local fire department after rescuing a beloved pet parrot.
He's an African gray named Flint, speaks mostly Russian. Vlad Sievsky, you can see why he speaks mostly Russian. Vlad tells us Flint flew out the front door on Sunday and out of sight.
He's basically been around for so long, he kind of feels like a part of the family.
They've had him for 15 years.
The reason he talks Russian is because my parents mostly speak Russian around the house. He learns all the words by himself.
After 2 days, he was spotted high up in a tree in a neighbor's backyard, more than 40 feet up. Vlad's ladder was not tall enough.
But when he saw me, he made a really huge effort trying to get down. Like he got down a few branches himself, but then he was still too scared.
He said at first the fire department said it could not help. After another call, they showed up and eventually got him.
Is he talking about his experience now?
Flint?
Yes.
He was super glad that he was back home. I can tell you that for sure.
He said the fire department really put a lot of effort into the rescue in Buffalo Grove.
Governor Pritzker signed into law a bill that sets a 100% clean energy goal for the state by 2050 with ambitious plans to eliminate carbon emissions blamed for climate change.
The governor says the law includes investment in wind and solar power, as well as electric vehicles. It provides millions of dollars in subsidies to keep nuclear plants operating while phasing out coal-fired power plants. Pritzker says there's plenty of evidence to show why these steps are needed.
In the last 2.5 years alone, a polar vortex, devastating floods, microbursts that destroy buildings, record lake levels, extreme heat,
The law also includes ethics reforms for utilities and provisions to ensure a fair number of clean energy jobs go to people of color. Critics say the law will lead to higher utility bills in Illinois, though estimates vary. Supporters say those costs are worth it to help Illinois combat climate change. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
One of the anchors of the North Halsted Bar Strip is closed indefinitely following word of its owner's death from complications related to COVID-19. Family members say Town Hall Pub owner William Buchholz was fully vaccinated when he died last week. The bar on Halsted Street opened in 1971 and was named for the old 19th District Police Station, which used to be across the street. A Northwestside alderman who's already been forced to publicly apologize to colleagues for a series of sexist and anti-gay texts to a former aide now has a new issue this afternoon. Members of the city's Board of Ethics now say there's probable cause to believe that 45th Ward Alderman Jim Gardner violated city ethics ordinances, and they're referring his case for further investigation. WBBM's Jim Goodis just got off the phone with a leading government watchdog. He's live on the Newsline with late details.
Lisa, it was a unanimous decision by the Chicago Board of Ethics, which only referred to Gardner as an unnamed city official. The board claims he withheld city services from critics identified by Block Club Chicago as residents and business owners. The board also claims he told a staff member to leak information about what Channel 11 reports was a gun charge against a resident who was critical of Gardner. The board has asked the city's inspector general to investigate. David Greising heads the Better Government Association.
The misogyny, the apparent abuse of office, et cetera, is something that is reprehensible, and it's good to see him having to reckon with that instead of having this swept under a rug.
Gardner can challenge the board's probable cause ruling if the board rules he violated the ethics ordinance. That could result in fines of as much as $5,000 per violation, and he can appeal that to the Cook County Circuit Court. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the Chicago Park District over the drowning of their 19-year-old son. Miguel Cisneros drowned at Pratt Pier in Rogers Park on August 22nd. He drowned when no life rings were on site to throw him, something his mother, Maria Diaz, says contributed to his death.
Unfortunately, there was nothing that they could throw at him, even though there were signs saying, you know, if people are in distress, throw a life ring or a flotation device, but there was none available anywhere.
Attorney Jeff Kroll says there was lack of signage and safety protective devices at the pier.
I know that they just want to avoid liability, and I'm hoping lawsuits such as this on behalf of Maria and Miguel, it creates change. It's an easy change.
Park District officials aren't commenting on the lawsuit, but they have since installed a permanent life ring at that pier. Kroll says even more has to be done to prevent this from happening again.
A 14-year-old girl from Central Illinois is a winner in this state's vaccination lottery. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the story.
College is not something that's come up yet, says Sarah St. Sin.
Hadn't really planned on college yet. She is a freshman in high school.
She is 14-year-old Nevaeh Usher, winner of a $150,000 scholarship.
Nevaeh is guaranteed to go to college of her choice as long as they accept her in any college in Illinois.
Her mother spoke to CBS3 in Champaign.
Honestly, I was just super excited. I couldn't wait to tell everybody. As soon as I knew for sure, I was just letting everyone know and just telling Nevaeh how proud I was for her, and her dreams can come true at this point.
She said there are seven in the house. Nevaeh has asthma and a brother has a heart condition, so their mom wanted to be sure that those who could be vaccinated were. For now, her daughter is concentrating on high school in downstate Tuscola.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.